Okay, we're continuing the next year in the Sefer Bavli Mishkan Evna. So, again, like we said last week, we're not really giving enough time to be mizboinein, to contemplate and work and be kind of the different ideas, but hopefully we'll, through what we're going, we'll get a picture, and then each person, according to his understanding, will be able to work on themselves. So the next section, we've gone through two steps in the practicality of Emunah. The first week we talked about the concept that there is a Bira Olam in the world, and a person should constantly remind himself throughout the day, Yesh Bira Olam. Last week we talked about the concept that once we've ingrained in ourselves that there is a Creator, we have to then remind ourselves and reteach ourselves that we have been created. We are a Nivra. And we don't have this Midah that Pare had, that Pare said, I created myself. And as we explained, that really everything in the Torah is written and is for us to extract from it, that it's negiah to every one of us, and that means deep down in every person there is this midah of parai, that somehow a person is not really convinced that they were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we talked about the Chavetz Chaim learning Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, and talking out loud and explaining to himself, we said, through Shaila and Tshuva, questions and answers, because that makes a Roshim on the person, and slowly but surely a person will come to the, not just, and throughout the Sefer, as we explained, the idea here is not just to know it in your mind, is to feel in your heart and to be able to live it with your entire being. So the third step, Hashlav Hashlishi, that we're going to talk about, is Hashkochas Hashem. And that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals and is involved in this world. The Ramban, the end of Parshas Boy, the famous Ramban, where the Ramban talks about Yisoidus HaAmunah, and it's something that is very important to understand also as we're beginning the Parshiyos of Shmais and Vayeran Boy, the Parshiyos of the Golus and the Gula, which was the breeding grounds for the creation of Klal Yisrael and everything we need to know as being Yidden. So the Ramban there writes that there were all different types of non-believers in the world. There was those who believed that there was no creator to the world. The world just happened on its own. Not something new, but something that was around from the early days of the world. There were those people who believed that Hashem created the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know what's going on in the world anymore. He created it, and then he moved on to other things. He's not a Yedeya. The Ramban says there were then people who believed, of course Hashem knows what's going on in the world, but he's not a mashkiach b'protis. There's no hashkacha protis. What does hashkacha protis mean? Hashkacha protis means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in the world, and the Lashon of the Ramban, he quotes a pasuk at Iyov that says v'yase es ha'odom kidigei hayom. And they make that Adam, people, are like the fish of the sea. And Eov over there is lamenting his troubles, and he's talking about perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't run the world, is not involved in the world, and he talks about the fish of the sea, big ones swallow small ones, there's a whole world going on there, and that's the Lashon the Ramban uses. Now I always use that Ramban as a mashal, that what does it mean that there's hashkacha, there's no hashkacha in the world? It's as if you have like aquarium. You have an aquarium, big aquarium. There's a whole big world going on in that aquarium with all different fish and all different things going on there. And you could sit there and you could see which fish is chasing which one. There's a whole world going on there. You put the aquarium together, so maybe you could call that you were the one who created it. You're a Yedeya. You even know what's going on in there. You could sit there and you could watch the different, I don't know if they have personalities, fish. I'm not so into the aquariums and things like that. But I'm sure there are people who are able to denote different personalities and different fish and what they do. But are you actively involved in what's going on? You know, this fish is chasing that fish, or he's stealing his food, or he's trying to eat him, or whatever's happening. But you don't stick your hand in and say, one second, okay, if you're chasing him, let me go and try to save him, stick my hand in and move the fish around. You could be a Yedeya, but you're not mashkiach b'protis, you're not actively involved. And that's what I always say, say that those who say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashkiach Bepratus, they make it like it's Kedigei Hayom, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world to be his aquarium. Just in case he gets in a bad mood, he could sit back and watch the blue, like from, you see it from space, nice blue, beautiful world, people are scurrying around, so much is going on, and Hashem even knows. He's not actively involved in it, it's just there. So that's saying there's a lack of Hashgacha. I just want to point out one thing, very important in understanding the concept of Hashgacha Pratis. Because, and this is a Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas, it's a good question, which Parshas, by Yero, one of the earlier Parshas in Bereshis. The Rabbeinu Bechaye talks about the different types of Hashgacha Pratis. And we interchange two types of Hashgacha Pratis, and they're not really the same, and it causes a bit of a confusion in what Hashgacha Pratis means. Now, what does that mean? That means as follows. Hashgacha Pratis is something that all human beings for sure enjoy. Something called Hashgacha Pratis. I'm not going to get into the philosophy of it. There's a concept when it comes to animals. Perhaps there's something called Hashgacha Klalis, which is more general, not as detailed, but it's a very hard concept, and I'll be honest, I'm not myself 100% clear. I can tell you the words, but it's not so negaya to us. Hashgacha Pratis means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved. The very fact that people are not pre-programmed. Animals have traits. They don't have bechira. They have instincts. If this is going to happen, it's almost as if it's pre-programmed. If they're going to be attacked, they're going to defend themselves. If this is going to happen, that's what's going to happen. It's instincts. There's no bechira. They don't make a conscious decision to do X, Y, and Z. Man, as we know, has bechira. We have choice. We have free choice. That means to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us choose what we want to do. There's no pre-programming. There's nothing that says that if this happens, this will be an automatic reaction. We have a choice how to react. Now, if that's true, that means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be actively involved in every human being's life. Why? Because when I make a decision to do something, I set off a chain of reactions that are going to happen. By making a decision to do something, it'll affect that person, which will turn and affect this thing and that thing. If I chose to go the other way, this is not affected. Now these people are affected. There's nothing pre-programmed. There's nothing that says that it's going to happen like this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking to see what you decide to do. If you decide to do X, so then Y and Z are going to have to follow, and Hashem's going to have to be involved. With animals, it may not be the exact same thing because it's very much pre-programmed of what their instincts are. They're not choosing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really knows. Now you'll say, what happened? Hashem knows what we're going to choose too. That's a big problem. Yediyah and Bechira is a major issue. Hashem knows everything, so then how do we have free choice? That already, the easiest way out is to say we don't understand it, which the Rambam says. The Rambam says there's no way for us to really understand it because if we would understand that we'd be the creator, this is where the created, so then there's things we can't understand. It's not everyone likes the easy way out, so to speak, and there's other ways of being masberet, but let's just leave that at is, not going into that. But the concept, we have free choice. So Hashgacha Pratis means Hashem is actively involved in every human being's life because life and what happens afterwards is based on every decision that they make. Then there's something called Hashgacha Pratis storybook. We all know, wow, I was going here, this, and I got saved. That's Hashgacha Pratis. That's a different type of Hashgacha Pratis. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects people from being hurt, from being whatever it is. That's all part, or sometimes the other way around. Hashgacha Pratis, that the person is supposed to have this loss. Hashgacha Pratis is a certain type of protection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. That, all the Mefarshim say, that Hashgacha Pratis is dependent on the level of the person. What's his Madrega? A big tzaddik enjoys a greater Hashgacha Pratis. Someone who's not such a big tzaddik also has Hashem protects him, but it's not the same Hashgacha, not the same added extra protection. So when we talk about Hashgacha Pratis, we use the same terms, because really what they mean is, Hashem is being involved in a detailed way. So the simul, the hashkacha pratis that everybody has, this is all Mepurish and Rabbeinu Bakai, says it clearly. The hashkacha pratis everybody has, the general one, that Hashem is actively involved based on our decisions, everybody has that. Then there's the special extra level of Hashem being extra involved in my life to help me. That might depend on your madrega. The very famous Meshach Chachma says that the Tefillin Shel Yad only has one compartment. And the Tefillin Shel Reish, we know, has four compartments. So he says that the Tefillin Shel Yad is Keneged HaLev. That's the heart. That's Keneged the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tefillin Shel Reish has four compartments. That's like we know, everyone knows the famous Drush when it comes to the Dalid Minim, the Lulav, the Esrog, Hadas, and Arava. It represents four categories of Jews in Klal Yisrael. You have the Esrog, which smells good and tastes good, so that has Tyra and Meisim Tayvim. One has a smell, one and no taste, has a taste and no smell, and one has neither. Different levels of Jews. If Tyra Meisim Tayvim, Meisim Tayvim, no Tyra, Tyra, yeah, Meisim Tayvim, neither. The Arava has neither. Every chalak of Jews divided into these four chalakim, it seems, that's represented in the four compartments of the Tefillin Shel Reish. The Tefillin Shel Reish are between your eyes. The eye is the symbol of Hashkacha Pratis of Hashem. Hashem's eye is on us. That's Hashkacha Pratis. So the Meshech Chachma says that when it comes to the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ava Hashem has for all the Yidin are all the same. Equal Ava for everybody. You're the Lulav, the Esrog, the Arava, the Hadassim, we're all in one compartment, the Ava. The Shoraish, that's Hashkacha Pratis. Which Hashkacha Pratis are we talking about? We're talking about that special level of protection that not everybody's the same. If you're the Tzaddik, you have more. If you're the middle, you have a little less. If you're on the bottom, you have it, but not as much. So that is the idea, that's that type of Hashkacha Pratis. So very often, these things are mixed together. And in fact, sometimes people say, Goyim don't have Hashkacha Pratis. They don't have Hashkacha Pratis. Which Hashkacha Pratis are we talking about? Goyim have Bechira too. They're not pre-programmed. They have Bechira. Maybe not the same type of Bechira that we have to change the world, but they make choices. So it's fair to say that there's no Hashkacha Pratis at all for them, but that Hashkacha Pratis of extra protection, maybe they don't have. So this is, the two terms are mixed up, and people don't really understand exactly what we mean. So in this situation, what we're talking about here, and we're going to start talking about today, is the Hashkacha Pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in every person's life. That's what the Ramban was talking about. The Hashkacha Pratis. Now, part of understanding Hashkacha Pratis, just to finish off the Ramban, is the concept of Schar V'Oinish as well. That since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in my life, there's ramifications to my decisions. So if I do good things, there'll be Schar. If I don't do good things, there'll be a punishment. That's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being actively involved in my life, that my decisions have ramifications to that. Animals' decisions don't have any ramifications because they don't make decisions. It's instinct. So there's no Schar V'Oinish when it comes to an animal. The Ramban continues and says there were those people who believed in Hashkacha Pratis, but they didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to people through his Nevi'im. They didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with us and tells us what he wants us to do. So what the Ramban ends up saying is that it came a point in history, and this is what happened in Mitzrayim, that all these different groups had already become very, very prevalent in the world, and maybe even had an effect on Klal Yisrael as well. And it came a point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to prove once and for all to the entire world that all of these beliefs are incorrect. He created the world, he knows what's going on, he's actively involved, the Schar V'Oinish, he talks to his Nevi'im. All those things happened with the Makkos and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem showed through the Makkos, he changed the Teva. Now if you didn't create it, how are you going to change it? If you don't know what's going on, why are you giving punishments? Schar V'Oinish, all of those things. He told Moshe Rabbeinu what's going to happen beforehand. In one swoop, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he is all of the things that people may not have believed in, not only for the world, but for Klal Yisrael as well. And it was a one-time event. It was enough what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim to last forever. Till Mashiach, we could draw from Mitzrayim the Amunah that's necessary for all of these things. And that's when it comes, that's the whole Pesach Seder is all about, and it comes to these Parshiyos, that's the stress that has to be made in the learning of Amunah. And that, says the Ramban, is why so many of our mitzvahs are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because by Mitzrayim, we learned all of these Yesaidus and Amunah. And all of this is the basis to keep the entire Torah. Because why do we keep the Torah? The Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. We heard him speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's Schar V'Einish. All of these things were necessary to teach us before we got to Matan Torah. That's what the Ramban says. And that's the importance of what we're doing here as well. We establish HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We establish we are Nivroim. And now we're starting the next step that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mashkiach beprotis. So, as we've said throughout the entire shir, it's not enough to know it, a person has to live it. A person has to live with every fiber of his being and every step of his way, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every step of his life. Now we start living, if you're able to get to that Madrega, you start living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you become really connected with Hashem. The whole idea is to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you start to realize every step of your day Hashem is involved with you, you start connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says as follows. He says that the truth is, even amongst Maminim, people who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's different levels of understanding. And he says as follows. For example, there are certain things that people understand and believe that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help for. It's something we not just understand it, we live it, we feel it. For example, big things, a person needs a shidduch. Everyone knows shidduchim, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha, you need basharet, everyone's looking for tefillahs and skulas and all different types of things. Why are they doing schusim? All different types of things. Why? Because we understand that we can't do it ourselves and we're not doing ourselves. It's coming from the Rabbeinu Shalom. However, when it comes to the smaller things, the day-to-day things, that already a person doesn't always, is not always cognizant of the fact that he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu every step of the way. His example is here, you go into a store and you want to buy a small thing, you want to buy some tape or you want to buy something. And there's a whole selection there, and you start looking at this one, and this brand, and that brand, and which one's a better price, which one's cheaper, which one you get more for your money, etc. and etc. The person checks, and he figures it out, and he has all these cheshbonos, and he goes and he purchases the tape. He says, does a person realize at that moment that the same siyata d'shmaya and hashkacha that he needed in finding a shidduch, he needed to find the right roll of tape? Most people don't live like that. Most people don't live like that in the small things. And the job of a person is to start recognizing that just like in the big things, we all feel, not just know, we feel it. We feel that we have to come onto the Rabbeinu Shalom, and only with the Rabbeinu Shalom are we able to do it. So too, when it comes to every step of our day, it's the same thing. So what ends up being here is that the avodah we're going to try to work on over the next, we're not going to even scrape the surface here today in this chapter, but the avodah of the next few times of this year that we're going to be working on is trying the person to accustom himself to stop and think in the small things in life, in the small little things in life that before I go do anything, whether I have to go shopping, whether I have to buy something for the house, whatever it is, whatever I'm doing, it's all I have to come to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Just like I'm going towards something that I understand is a big thing, a big thing. Now, the way this works, and this is not only an Eitza here that's for this step of the Avodah, is by many of the steps as well, is that the first thing is the person has to, in his mind, come to that Hakara. Once you have that in your mind, then you could start feeling it and living it, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Balabayis, and I am not the one who is in charge of things in this world. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz meyir shamayim. That means Yerushalayim, and that has to do with Bechira, that's up to me. But everything else, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom running this world. And a person first has to, in his mind, understand that, and then it comes to his heart. So he says like this. He says, how does a person do this? Now, another thing I want to point out, and it's more general, also, that has been emerging from the Sefer, and in this chapter he highlights a little bit more, is the concept of stopping and thinking. Stopping and thinking. Life is a rat race. When you have a rat race, you don't stop and think. And when you don't stop and think, you don't do anything. That's the famous Mesilas Yesharim, the pasuk from this week's Parsha, Tichbad HaAvoida. Pare says, and Pare, as we said last week, is the siman of the Yetzirah, Tichbar Avoida, just keep them working while Yisha B'divrei Shakar. Then they can't think, what's going on in their life. No one wants to go free, no one wants to listen to Moshe and Aaron. As long as they're constantly working and they're in the rat race, they don't have time to be misbinin, to think about anything. We don't have anything to worry about. The Yetzirah is afraid when we stop and think. And that's the same idea in last week's Parsha. Vayechi is a Parsha Stuma. It's closed. It's a siman of Galus, because the reason there's a hafsik, there's a division between Parshias, Rashi says, in Parshas Vayikra, is to give time to be misbainen. Anytime you learn something, you have to stop for a moment, contemplate, think about it, and digest it, make it a part of you, and then you're able to move on. If you're just running and running and running, you don't have time to digest anything. So, you know what you talk about it, but doesn't become a part of you. And something that he's been talking about here, the last two steps that we talked about was more about repetition of saying there's a Bayra Elam to the world, saying I was created by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, asking yourself who created this, Rabbeinu Shalom created this, I was created. There was a lot of, that's one way of boring a hole into a person's heart and jesting and putting in the amuna. But now he's coming to the idea that a person has to stop and think. A person has to be misvoinen. You have to give, and this was the concept of the Bali Musar, that a person has to stop and think about things. It's not enough to just continue, even if it's just in learning. If you're constantly learning, 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 but you don't stop to digest it, so it doesn't become a part of you, it doesn't become a part of your life. And the stress that he's saying here when it comes to really understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha is in every detail of my life, a person has to stop and think. You have to set aside time and think for yourself. And he says, for example, a person sits in his house, and he's some quiet time, nobody's around, he doesn't have tirdus, he's nothing bothering him, turns off his phone. It's time to think. It's time to think. Who lives in this house? Who lives in this house? I live in this house with my wife. Okay. My wife. Who made her my wife? I mean, was it my decision, or was there hashkacha involved in it? So, everyone is of the opinion that when it comes to shidduchim, we all know there's hashkacha involved, and everyone according to their story of exactly what the basher was in their shidduch. So, the truth is, as we all know, and it's not something I have to convince myself, the Bas Kol went out 40 days before I was created, Bas Pliny Lepliny. That means to say, who decided this is going to be my wife? HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this is going to be my wife. And in fact, I don't remember being asked about it at all when I was being created, my neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided this is it. So of course, we played a game here that when we're people and we decided to have the shidduch and get married, there was this game of getting to know each other and deciding. But once it happens, we really have to understand that we did nothing really. Kadosh Baruch Hu was playing what's going on over here. This has been already, Bas Kol already has decided it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this shidduch is going to happen. It's all from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So a person starts from that, and then he should continue and say, okay, so I live here with my wife. Okay, now what about the house? Why do I live in this house? Who decided I should live in this house? Some people look a lot for many houses till they find the specific house that's Motza Chein Be'inehem. This is the house. Everyone has their house. Someone else looks at the house and says, what did you see in this house? I never would have moved in this house in my life. Well, One of the other things HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided is bias pliny lepliny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided who's going to get whose house, which house they're going to get. Now, even though we played the game and we searched and we looked, but why was it that this house, either I found it, or it was the right price, or it wasn't the right price, or when I got it, or how I got it, or it was matzachein ve'enai, that also was the Ribbono Shel Olam. Same way, my wife is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, my house is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And slowly but surely, as we are going to see, the person's going to have to start thinking and adding in all different types of things into this equation with the realization that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world and there's Hashgacha Pratis. So, Mezat Hashem, we will continue next week.